Vayter in Shatsri and Bababasa Dav Tzadich Espira Bon Tzadich Zayim Abiz Badabam and Abiz Badamishnan. Badamishnan. It's like Tadlik Mishnah. Hamacha Yayin Lechaveru. If you sell wine to your friend, Hichmitz, and then it goes bad. So you go ahead, you sell me wine. I'm like, what? This wine ain't good. What you gonna do? So what happens now? Ainu Chayiv Bichiro. So you are not Chayiv to go ahead. And that's basically my own problem. But if it's known that this type of seller, your wine always gets sour, there's something which always goes bad. Says the Rashbam, Bechol Shana, Hariza Mekachtos, Kirmukla Begumara, this is going to be considered like a Mekachtos, Hariza Mekachtos, and therefore you have to go and give me back my cash money. Viema, my love, the seller says to the buyer, Yayin, beep, turn the page. Tzadikas, Yayin Mufusam in the Mokhalach, I'm selling you, Yayin Mufusam, very flavorful wine. Says the Rashbam, she's Skyim, Kituchim, Skyim, therefore it's going to, meaning it's going to last like good wine. Chayiv Lamid Lo Ad Atzeres has got to make sure that this is something which is going to last until Atzeres, until Shavuot. Says Rashbam, Avalo Min Hatzeres Ve'elech, Shechom Tkuvas Tamuz Mekalkel Afilu Yayin Mavusim, because of that, you know, the heat of that time period is going to go ahead and mess it up. V'yashan Mishal Eshtakat. If you say that you're selling me old wine, it's got to be from the previous year. Says Rashbam, V'yamocha Lo Yayin Yashan Yitin Lo Mishal Eshtakat Shana Hamukdemes Lezu She'anu Omdimba. It's got to be the year before now. Umiyushan, that's Yashan. Umiyushan, Mishal Gimelshan, I've said Miyushan, opposed to just Yashan. Miyushan, that's got to be 3 years old. Says Rashbam, Mishan is a Kodem Mishtakat, the Havilahu Gimelshan, Imshana Shanu Omdimba. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina, Zag Rabbi Yosi Chanina, Lo Shana Ela Bekan Kanim Delokeach. Right, when we said that if you go and you sell me this stuff, that the seller's off the hook if the wine spoils, is only if what? If it's in the keg of the buyer. In other words, I put my thing and I buy it from you, that goes no good, then you have an excuse to say, hey, what do you want from me? It was here because of your barrel that this happened, but then you're not chayiv to do it. However, if it ends up being from your barrel, then normally I, as a buyer, can say, what do you want from me? It's your barrel, it's your wine, it's your keg, and therefore it's your problem, you have to pay me back. And even when it's the seller's barrel, in other words, you go and you sell it to me, and it's with your barrel, my havi. Why should it be that you're going to be responsible for such a thing? The seller could say, lo yibelach l'shuyeh. You shouldn't have left it so long to spoil. It's not my problem. So when you go and you sell it to me, as I'm getting spoiled, you can simply say to me, not my problem, even though it's in my barrel, because you should have drank it. Why'd you leave it so long? No, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case, to amale l'mikpa, where I told you when I'm buying it, that I'm buying in order to cook. And since I'm buying in order to cook, I'm only using it a little bit at a time. Says Rashbam, the stopik maat maat l'kideros, the hainu l'shuye, and therefore, I told you I'm going to leave it for a while, and imkoze, it's in your barrel, so you're going to have to pay for it. Says the Gemara, umay duchkid Rab Yosi Rab Chanina, what was Rab Yosi Rab Chanina forced? Lo'ok midl masisa b'kankanim d'lokeach. And he's saying that we're talking specifically to where the wine was put into the keg of the buyer, with the armali in the mikvah, and where the buyer told the seller that he was buying it for cooking. Look at b'kankanim d'mocher, you could say it's talking about even where the wine was left in the kegs of the seller, where the buyer didn't tell him that he was buying it for cooking. The Mishnah was a little bit difficult to ketani because it said in the second din, if it's known that his wine becomes sour, they have to pay up. Why? You should have said to him, you shouldn't have held on to it, just drink it right away, and there wouldn't have been any problem. Must be that he was telling him in that case. Talking about a case who's saying he's using for cooking, Shema Mina, right? So therefore, that's what we come out with. And that's why Yossi decided to explain how we did. Because the Mishnah is talking about wine that was bought for cooking. The seller is going to be putter in the first case of Mishnah, only if the wine was put into the buyer's thing. Okay. Opligid Rav Chia Bar Yosef. This argues Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Right? The fact that we're saying that if the wine was bought for cooking and the wine was in the original container, that the buyer can go blame the seller for the wine going bad, that argues in Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Chamra Mazel Dabari, the Mari Garmi. He says, no, the wine, it's the mazel of the person who owns it. Shneimer, the pasuk says, "Ve'af ki ayayim boged gever yahir." And certainly, the wine betrays an arrogant man, right? So the wine is, you know, Rashi says, "Ba'adam lam mishum degaver yair," right? Because he's an arrogant person over there. Geusa shel adam shemegis daito, but davar she'eno bo gorem shayayin boged bo. The sfurin shehu yayin v'nimsa chometz midikagemida. It's like a person who's pretending to be something who's really about gaiva and really nothing. So it's like wine that on the outside looks like one thing, really is nothing. It's just chometz. Amar Rav Mari. Mari says at the end of the pasuk, mind Yair, this person who's arrogant, afilo inche base lo mekabel. Right, the pasuk ends by saying that even his, what's the end of the pasuk? It says, "Va'afke yain boged gever yoyer v'lo yinve asher hirchiv kishol nafsho fukamov salis pavyesav v'vikh v'salav el kol amim." Right, he's in his abode will not endure. Right, so it's afila inche basil makabel. He's not even not going to be accepted on his household. Even they're going to make fun of him and his wife. Shinemar the says, "Gever yoyer v'lo yinve," an arrogant person in his abode will not endure. My v'lo yinve, what does it mean? Not endure? Benav shelo, that means in reference even to his yinveh, his own abode. Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, kol ha-mizgoy betalish ha-tamil chacham. Anyone who is mizgoy, he's acting in gaiva with the talis ha-tamil chacham. Rashi says, the avid kid-amin b'chesk z'batim, behaves like b'chesk z'batim, daftan z'amabes, the talis ha-tamil chacham, keitzad she'en chaluko nira mitachtov tefach with sinusi asertahu. The gats is who the mitzvah of Tamil Chacham. They used to wear this type of cloak, this long like robe type thing. So somebody goes and he behaves like that, he glorifies him like that. Ain't no Tamil Chacham. He's not actually Tamil Chacham. Ain't machlisa stav v'chasa shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not going to be taken in to the place of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the next world. Ksiv hachu, because it says over here, v'lo yinve, this arrogant person's abode will not endure. Ksiv hasim el neve kochecha, to your holy abode. Right, so this person, this arrogant person who's behaving in a certain way, he's not going to be there. Amarava, hai man dezaben lechavisa dechamer dechenva, a person who sells a barrel of wine to a chenva, to a shopkeeper. Adaita lisabuye, with in mind that he's going to sell it little by little. So, you got this guy, he's got his wine, he gives over the barrel to the shopkeeper, he says, sell it little by little as you go, and then, you know, I get all the money because of my barrel, and then you get, like, the profit. I get X amount that you're going to get profit. Basically, you're buying this barrel from me for $100, and you end up selling it for, in total, over time, for $200. So I die to this bouye. If it took off a palga or a tilt, and it gets spoiled, and it's left over only like a half or a third, the law is that the seller has to accept to return the wine from the shopkeeper. In other words, the wine doesn't belong to the shopkeeper. It's just sitting there and selling and getting profit. So therefore, it's the one who really owns it originally. He's got to take the hit over there. This is only when he didn't change the place of the beres, of where the faucet is. He didn't mess with us. This is Rishba. I'm Lukeach Bebarza. Also, it's neck of Acher Bechavis. We can only fall. Shneika Lememar Hudegars. He kept it in the same place. Aval Shani Bebarza. But if he changed it, then lo, then the seller, I mean, the original owner of this barrel, he's not responsible for it. For lo, I mean, we still didn't say this. Ella de lo mata yom de shuka, except for the case where the market day didn't yet come. If a mata yom de shuka was a market day, and still he didn't sell all that stuff over there, then lo, then it's not on the seller, and the original owner of the thing, because you should have worked harder to make sell all the stuff. V'yomarav, a rabbi says, hi, man de kabel chamer. A person goes in and accepts, they do like a little business deal over there. That is that you have an investor, and the investor puts in, let's say, most of the money, but after they sell and they split it half-half. So Haiman de Kabel Chamer, who accepts himself, you know, to be part of this business deal, Adaite de Mamte le Leparvasa de Vol Shvat, with the understanding that he's going to bring it to the port of Vol Shvat and he's going to sell over there. That's where the investor wants it to happen. Va'adamati awesome zol. By the time he gets over there, the price of wine drops like crazy below that it was. And Dino de Makabale, he has to go take the hit because he's the one who decided to go ahead and say that that's where it should be. It's on him. Says the Gemara, Yibay Lehu, Hava Chala. It became vinegar before it got to this place, Vol Shafat. By then, what's going to be the din? Right? Does the owner still take the hit, you know, for being sent over there? So Amar. Amar le Rav Ravashi. We're going to see this in Machlokas. Ki Havan B. Rav Kahana. When we were at B. Rav Kahana, Amrilani said to us, Chala love, the wine became vinegar, the owner doesn't take the hit. Like the entire thing, they split it. According to him, the buyer didn't do anything to ruin this over here. And, it was a little Kerbiyosi B'chanina that says, Ravam, the Moki, the Masnisa, Mekankan, and the Lokeach. You set up that it's the barrels of the Lokeach of the buyer. Makan of the Mocher is Fiolay, the Amrele Lokeach. Hachamach Vahakan Kach, it's your barrels, it's your wine. Hecha the Amrele the Mikba, Vahachanami, this here, the Hecha the Amrele Zilam Tuz, and she said, you go over there, therefore it's not my problem, it's your problem, you got to take the head. That even if the wine became vinegar, the owner has to take the hit of everything. Come on, who's that go like? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. This goes like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Okay, Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah. That is Yashan Mishel Eshtakit. If the seller says old wine, it's got to be from the previous year. And if he says, Miyushan, then it's got to be 3 years. Beep, turn the page. And the A's wine, how far does it have to go? It has to continue without spoiling until Holy Chag, until Sukkos, which means until the following year. It's got to be a full 3 years, that is, right? 2 years previously, and until the Sukkos itself.
Someone
sells a place to his friend. He sells him a makum. Or if someone accepts a contract for his friend, about a particular location to build there, lasis lo beis chasis lofno, to make a wedding house for his son, beis almanus lobito, or a widow house for his daughter, rachman al son. Then what's the wedding house that they get married? They would live in that area. They would extend a little bit of the house. The Nebuch widow one we said. Bona arba amos l'sheish. She's got to build a house that's 4 amos by 6. Divi Rabbi Akiva, Zay Gazuk Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Refes Bakar Hizu. This is a Refes Bakar. This is a barn. Right? That size is not, human people don't live over there. And right, so he says that a wedding house, it's got to be bigger, but it doesn't say exactly how much that is. This is Rambam. Tzach lasas beis gadol yoser miu lo chashash lefarish shiuro. Okay, a rutz lasas refes bakar. If someone wants to make a refes bakar or a barn, bona dalid amos al sheish. Then he makes it 4 by 6 amos. Bais katan sheish al ches. If it's a small house and it's 6 by 8. Gadol ches al eser. If it's big, then it's 8 by 10. Traklin yud yud. A traklin was like a palace, very big, right? So it's 10 by 10. Rumo kichatzi arko kichatzi rochbo. The height has to be equal to half its length, and add that to half of its width. So if it's 10 by 20, so it's you add that together, and you do half. It's 15. Raya Ladavar, proof that is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, Kabinya Heichal, like the binyan of the Heichal, which was 40 by 20, and it was 30 high, 40 and 20, 60 divided by 2 is 30. That's just to be half of that. Frankly, Gemara. Lamele Miste Beis Chasin Lebeno Beis Almanus Lebito. Right, the Mishnah is telling the size of the house of a marriage house for the son and the widow for the daughter. Why is it the Mishnah has to teach us about the wedding house of the son and or the widow of the daughter? Listi bischasas livin olubito. Just say a wedding house for his son and his daughter. A bischasas livin olubito, or the widow house for his son, or for the daughter, depending which one got married, which one ended up becoming a mana. Unfortunately, mil sagav ochikamashon is coming to teach you an agav point. Delo darka dechasna lemeida bechamua. It's not the way of a son-in-law to live by the house of the father-in-law. Don't be around the mother-in-law. Like where it says, like in Psachim, says Rishbam, daf kuf yigivol, have yizari beitzcha mechasna rishon. Be careful with your son-in-law, your first son with your wife. That Amri La Mishum Chashad, Varmila, Mishum Mamun, either because they may Fishbrach, or because of cash money, she's going to give a lot of money. Visalaha, Visalaha, we have both of them. Miyahu Adin, Lachola Chasanim, Ella Shemina, Risha, Tzilchazar, Chamiv Yoser. Really, says all the sons love, you have to be careful for the first one the most. Kedach Sibba Sefer Ben Sira, like it says in the Sefer Ben Sira, Hakol Shakalti Bechabuzayim, I weighed everything out. Wait everything up. Veloma says he called me Subin. I didn't find anything lighter, meaning less than Subin, than brand. Says Rashbam, love Dafka, El Dover Garua, something so bad. Alhachinaka Subin, Veloma notes the Psalus who. The Kami Subim, lighter than brand, is what Chasan Adar Bebeis Chamiv. It's a son-in-law that's really low. A son-in-law lives by his father-in-law's house, by his mother-in-law. The Kalmi Chasan, and even lower than that, than the son-in-law, is a Reach Machas. A Reach is a guest who brings another guest along with him. Right, he comes along and he gets enough from him, brings another guest along, and it's very uncomfortable for the host. V'kamirech, and lower than that, meishiv davar b'tav yishma, answers someone before they actually hear the end of what he's saying. Shem Pasuk says, meishiv davar b'tav yishma, who gives an answer before he has heard, yivelesid lo chlima. It's a folly for him and an embarrassment. Right, let people finish their questions and answer. Right, next one, meishiv b'shmalom, refus bakar yuzu, or what's the last? As Rishon says, it's a cattle barn. Someone who wants to build other things, a cattle barn's got to be 4x6, etc. So it's refus bakar. One who wants to build a refus bakar, man katanila, who taught this? Igadam Rabbi Shmuel katanila, Rabbi Shmuel taught it. Igadam Rabbi Kiva katanila, Rabbi Kiva taught it. Igadam Rabbi Kiva katanila, Rabbi Kiva, the halachic garment, this is what he means to say. Avabisha refus bakar, even though I agree that the house measuring 4x6 is the size of a cattle barn, pa'amim sha'adam osa dirasuk refus bakar, sometimes people make it like a cat, like a barn. And therefore, you don't have to make it bigger than that. V'gidamir b'shmal ketani la, b'shmal estadiv, v'chakam is what he's saying over here, that if you have something that's 4x6, it's just a barn, sh'arot salas, it's refes bakar, osa abra b'amas ha'sheish, someone wants to do it, that's how they go and they do it. Right, so this is a continuation of the challenge of Rabbi Shmuel. He's saying to Rabbi Kiva, the house that you're saying is just a barn. If somebody wants to build that, that's how they go and they do it. Right? Okay, so according to him, that wouldn't be fulfilling the obligation of building a house. Traklin, you know when it says traklin is 10x10. My traklin, what does it mean when it says traklin? Kufta bevardi. It's just like area with like roses. It says Rashbam, kein kuba shel zonos venira li shasei chalonos kein kuba bevardi nosem shel vradin lenoi l'stakabem. It's like a nice little beautiful solarium. Tanai went to the rice of a canter, and someone who's hire someone to build a kanter, stay and say, oh, your base is 12 by 12. My kanter, what's a kanter? Tarbe, it's a pande, it's a chatzer of a mansion, right? This big, beautiful chatzer. Next part of the mission, Rumik Chatziyakov Chatzi Rachbo. The height has to be half the length plus half the height. Half the width, I'm sorry. Raila Dover, Mishim Gamil, Omer Kabinian Hechel. Raila Dover, Mand Katanila. Who taught this that it's a Raila Dover? Igadama Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Katanin, Shimon Gamliel saying, if Rach Kamas means to say, Raya Ladomi 9, from where do we have a Raya for this? I'm Shimon Gamliel, call Kabinian Hechel. Call Kabinian Hechel, it's all like Kabinian Hechel. Igadama Tanakama to the Katanila, he says, a proof to this is, and was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Atmuy Kam Matma, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, came up with, and he was shocked by this. Rach Kamas to the Tanakama, so he says, Raya Mi 9, from where do you have a Raya? Binyan Hechel, from Binyan Hechel? The entire world building stuff like the Binyan Hechel, according to this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is not masking to the height that's half the width of the plus the length. Right? He's saying that it doesn't have to be that high. Tanya, we learned in Ebraisa, Chermom, others say, Rumo Kikorosav, that the height has to be equal to the length of its roof, meaning the chorus, the beams. Velema Rumo Kerechbo, if the beams go with the width of the house, then just say, let the bar say, its height has to be equal to its width, right? That comes out to be the same. The two amounts, you can't really, they're not equal, because the house widens at the top. It was normal to build the stone walls of the house thicker at the bottom than at the top to make sure that it stayed strong, it stayed chazak, says the Rashbam. V'yibay seim, another answer, so therefore you couldn't go, it's not the same size. V'yibay seim, mishum de'ika be'kavye, the length of the beam would be greater because there are sockets in the wall that the beams go into, and therefore, if you use that measurement, it would be a different measurement. The length is more than that of the house, of the things that go into the sockets. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.